Good evening. We have been discussing the halachas of Amira La'akum, halachas related to non-Jews doing work or doing tasks on Shabbos for a Jew, tasks which a Jew would himself not be allowed to do. So we discussed the idea that if a non-Jew is working as a kablan, meaning as loosely translated, general contractor, meaning he's doing a job which he's being paid for the totality of the job, not being paid by the hour, and he's not working on your property, and you don't give him any specific instructions or any specific circumstances that he must work on Shabbos, then it's okay. But if it is in your house, or if you're missing one of those conditions, it's not okay. So one of the prime examples to point out is if a person is having construction done on their home, then certainly construction, remodeling, or whatever it may be, that certainly cannot have the work being done on Shabbos. And this is regardless of whether you actually have occupied the house. Meaning, let's say you bought a house, which is currently empty, or it's vacant, or it'll be vacant as soon as the previous owner moves out. And before you move in, you want to have work done on the house. So even so, if it's assuming the house is in an area within the tchum of where Jews live, meaning within the area where Jews could walk to on Shabbos. And I mean, typically, if it's your house for your own, if it's for your own residence, obviously it's going to be in the Jewish area. Even if it's an investment property or something, it's very likely to be within the tchum of, sometimes maybe not. If you bought an investment property out in some state or some area, or some city or place where there are no Jews around, it could be a different story. You still can't require them to work on Shabbos, and it still has to be a kablan relationship. But the fact that it's on your property wouldn't be a problem if it's out of the Jewish tchum. But what's more practical for us is that it's within the tchum. So what I'm saying is, even if you're not living there yet, even if it's a vacant property, you still can't have people do the work. And therefore, when you hire a contractor, you have to make sure to speak this out at the beginning. Because if you don't, it's certainly not something that they're going to take for granted that they can't work on Shabbos. And even if they say, oh, don't worry, or if you know in advance that they don't work on quote-unquote weekends, meaning they don't work on Shabbos and they don't work on Sunday, whatever it is. But that doesn't mean that they wouldn't work if some, let's say, they had to make a certain deadline, whether for your purposes or for their purposes. Let's say they had another job pending, so they really want to get your job done. So they may decide to work on Shabbos, or not working on Shabbos by them doesn't necessarily mean, you know, absolutely nothing. They may sometimes come and figure, you know, there's something small they want to get done to finish up, especially if they were doing something, you know, before and just a little bit left. And sometimes it's important to do it, not to let too much time lapse. So for them, if there's no reason, if they weren't given, it wasn't stipulated that they cannot work on Shabbos, they may. And remember, of course, Shabbos means when Shabbos starts, Friday afternoon, Friday evening, which during the winter could be, could be at whatever, depending where you live, it could be 4:30, 5 o'clock. And they're not necessarily, they may have a 9 to 6 work day. So it definitely should be stipulated in advance that they, under no circumstances can any work be done on Shabbos. They can't drop off materials on Shabbos. They can't, you know, make inspections or whatever it is. Nothing can be done on Shabbos. Now, the halacha says if you did not, if a guy comes to do work on Shabbos on your property, even if he is a kablan and you didn't tell him, but he comes to work on your property, so you have to send him away. And if he refuses, and so if you stipulated with advance, you told him in advance when you hired him that he can't work on Shabbos, and he's came and he's, you know, you're finding for whatever reason he's not listening and he's insisting on doing something. So as long as if you told him in advance, you don't have to spend money to make him leave. Like, you don't have to offer him money that he should go away. But if you didn't stipulate, you do. And if you didn't tell him in advance and he shows up at Shabbos and says, oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot to mention to you, but, you know, we don't, nowhere can be done on the premises on Saturdays. And the guy says, well, you know, I already rented the truck for one day that I need for this job. And I'm not, you know, I've got to do it. I'm sorry, you didn't tell me, but okay, I'll try not to come next week or whatever he says, but he needs to finish this now. So then it says you actually have to offer him money to leave because you were negligent by not telling him in advance that he can't work on Shabbos. So even if it costs you extra money now, you have to pay it. Exactly how much extra money? I'm not sure if it says, you know, what the limit would be, but you do have to make you do have to be prepared to spend some money to get them to leave. Now, what I want to point out is that this is not only on for Shabbos, but it certainly, of course, applies on Yom Tov as well. You know, the Shalosh Regalim, the Yom Tov days, and the Chol HaMoed also on Pesach and Sukkot, it also applies in Chol HaMoed. You are not allowed to have a non-Jew do this type of work for you on Chol HaMoed. Generally speaking, they're just like there's an Isra of Amira La'akum that on Shabbos, that if you can't do it, as I started off this topic by saying, the general rule is if you can't do it, you can't have a non-Jew do it for you. That's the case on Chol HaMoed as well. Now, again, there are exceptions to the rule, and by Chol HaMoed, maybe there may be some additional exceptions, possibly, but to have construction, that's not an exception. Construction, generally speaking, you cannot have a guy do on your property on Shabbos or even on Chol HaMoed. So this especially you have to keep in mind when you're working out a deal with a contractor to general contractor, and it's anywhere within the range of Pesach HaSukkos. And you remember, you know, many people who have experience with contractors or have friends that have experience will know that usually these jobs take longer than planned, longer than promised. That's just the nature of this business, that there are delays for numerous reasons. Sometimes the weather is a delay, which is out of their control. Sometimes other things. But it's extremely common that a construction job doesn't get done within the time frame that was allotted or promised, especially if it's a big job. And of course, the bigger the job, the more major the project, the more likely is that it will be late, and the later it's likely to be. So as I say, even if you're starting a project, it's a few months before Pesach or Sukkot, you definitely should speak out with them that in the event that, you know, that the work will be ongoing when it comes to this Jewish holiday, there absolutely no work can be done for the entire period, which in America means 8 days of Pesach and 9 days of Sukkot with, you know, Shemini Atzeres and Chas Torah, and the entire time, including the Chol HaMoed days. And it's a very important thing, and not everyone is aware of, and unfortunately we sometimes see in the neighborhood, sometimes see Jewish property being worked on, a home that's being built, which is by a yid in the middle of the Jewish neighborhood, and you see people working sometimes even on Shabbos, but certainly on Chol HaMoed is unfortunately sometimes, and it's a very bad thing. It's wrong, and I'll just tell you over my side that I heard from Rabbi Yosef Kushner from Lakewood, who's the son-in-law of Rabbi Shlomo Miller. Shlomo Miller is one of the Gedolei Poskim, North American Poskim. In Toronto, Lakewood, and wherever. And he was once walking, Rav Shlomo Miller was once walking with Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Lower East Side and on a Shabbos. And there was, they came across, there was actually a shul building, and construction was going on the shul building. And Rav Moshe got very upset when he saw this. He got very upset by it. And Rav Shlomo Miller tried to appease him with a certain, no exceptions and halacha and reasons why they probably did it this way or that way, that it's not so bad, and maybe it's okay, especially for a shul, maybe it's okay because they have a big tzorich that the work is done. And Rav Moshe, you know, was very upset. Abra, this is achila Hashem. This is achila Hashem. He said, this, I heard Rabbi Kushner said that his father-in-law said he never saw Rav Moshe so upset before. He never saw him react like that to anything. He was so upset when he sees in the middle of the, you know, Lower East Side, which at one time was a vibrant Jewish neighborhood, and here's a shul building. Even on the one hand, there may be more of a heter for a shul, but it's also a bigger chilah Hashem. And if the shul does this, then you know, what are private people going to do? So it's something that's a person has to think about very carefully, and this means whether they're doing work on the outside of your property, you know, mamish building, or inside your house, painting, laying down a floor, anything. I'm just giving examples of things that you might say. Okay, the guy says, you know, I just need 2 days for the floor, maybe, and he needs 2 days with nobody there. So you say, okay, we'll go away for Shabbos, and we'll spend Sunday out. You know, we'll come back Monday. We'll go away Friday, come back Monday, and they have the time to do it. No, that's not good. You got to work it out, figure it out. You go away Tuesday and come back Thursday, whatever. And or painting or anything. These are the things I'm saying. Even within inside the house, even the work is done totally inside the house. And the guy says, you know, I'll park my truck in the back, or I won't come with the truck, whatever, and it won't attract attention. You're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that Shabbos. Not allowed to do that Yontif, and not allowed to do that Chol HaMoed. Are there ever exceptions for Chol HaMoed, especially if it's going to cause a great financial loss if it's not done? There may be, but definitely a shaila has to be asked. And again, remember, it's the exception. Don't plan on it. Plan on it not happening. You know, when you hire a contractor, make sure, take out a calendar and make sure he marks off and he blocks out the entire week. And you speak to him in advance. And if he says, I'm not going to be able to do that, we're going to be right in the middle of work, I can't not pay my crew for a week, blah, blah, blah. So then you say, okay, I'm very sorry, but I'm going to have to look for somebody else. You can't. Right, or my wife's saying, or start the project after Yontif, if that's feasible. But you can't hire a contractor without a commitment. And even when you get a commitment, you may have to reinforce it. You may have to you know, be on top of them and make sure that they're not there, etc. But I'll just end with a quick story. It happened in Chicago when we first moved there. One of the main shuls there, I could say Wahoo because it's not a bad, you'll see it's a praise, not a Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Eichenstein on Devon Avenue. They were first building. They have a magnificent building that was first being built then. And on the Shabbos morning, somebody notices that there are workers there. There are workers on the property, of the shul property. So he contacted whoever, I don't know if it was the Rav or whoever's, you know, in charge, whoever he thought he should contact. And they said, well, the workers, you know, we explicitly stipulated that they can't work on Shabbos. And so they contacted, you know, the general contractor and said, what's this? I heard, you know, there were people came to work on. So he said, nobody should have come to work. I didn't send anybody. I'm honoring our agreement. And it turns out that these guys were stealing. They had gone there making it look like that they were working. And they would really had stolen some of the materials. They were stealing some, you know, on a work site. Sometimes you can have valuable materials which just lie out there. Figure who's going to take them, but who's going to take them? Well, some of the dishonest workers who could go there, making it look like they're doing work, especially on Shabbos when they know they're not going to get caught because, you know, nobody else is going to come, you know, show up. And they put things on the truck and, like, you know, make it look like they're working. Anyway, that's how they were caught, because they shouldn't be working on Shabbos, and somebody pointed it out. Okay. So we'll end with that, but this is something definitely to keep in mind. Sorry, I spent a lot of time in it, but it's a very, very common thing that we have to all be aware of. Okay, have a good night. We'll continue with Sushil next time.